You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner takes a look at our concepts of time and how the history behind how they came about.
Man has always contemplated time before he knew what we understand now. The ancients pondered, calculated, examined even the most orderly of things. With this new year, let's consider time. Tempus fugit, time flies. At least that's how the Romans said it in Latin. But have you ever wondered why we measure time like we do? Has a day always been 24 hours or a year 12 months long? How about 60 minutes in an hour and 60 seconds in a minute? Are they related to anything other than time? This is the kind of question school children ask. But by the time we reach adulthood, we usually just accept things as they are. The answers lie far in our collective past, also called our history, and they may surprise you. Originally, the Romans found the need for only 2 hours in the day, the time from sunrise to noon, when the sun is at its highest in the sky, was called antemeridian, before the meridian. From noon until sunset was called postmeridian, after meridian. Noon is the meridian. From these we get AM and PM. Later, they added hours for the early morning, the late morning, early afternoon, and evening. The Romans simplified prior methods. They greatly admired the Greeks, and the Greeks had learned much from Mesopotamia and Persia, today Iraq and Iran. The Greeks believed that the most perfect design in the universe was the circle. The philosopher Aristotle thought that the circle was invented by the gods because only a divine being could create something with no edges, no bulges, or other imperfections. He also believed that all heavenly bodies were suspended in the sky in crystalline spheres, perfectly clear and perfectly circular. Through keen observation and deductive reasoning, the Greeks realized that the earth was round and that it was itself a sphere. They learned from the Persians that the Babylonians had created a system of numbering that they believed was divinely inspired, literally a gift from the gods. This was based on the number 60. Their numbering system was base 60. The divine number 60 had its own pantheon of sacred numbers, those that divided or multiplied evenly with it or by it. They took the known number of planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, 5 at the time, and divided this into the divine 60 to get the magical number 12. From this, day controlled 12 hours and night controlled 12 hours. By the 2nd century AD, the Greek astronomer Ptolemy had calculated and renamed the concepts of latitude and longitude. These two ideas of measuring a sphere from east to west and north to south employ circles. From the equator to the North Pole is 1/4 of the circumference of the Earth. If you extend the line southward to the South Pole, then around to the North Pole, you get a hemisphere, or half of a sphere. When you look at an analog clock, one with hour and minute hands, you should realize that 60 seconds is homage to base 60. It is also a nifty way to divide a circular face on a clock. Consider the thought progression that went into making that clock with an hour and second hand work as it does. When you do, you will realize that something we all take for granted as simple is indeed very complex. It certainly reinforces our connection to ancient history even today. That clock on the wall reminds us that history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.